Kelly Show. We don't know everything. I am your host, Zach Gemini Season Towers.
Oh, no. And I'm Kelsey. Mm-hmm. Beautiful girl, Dara.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. Nothing came to mind, so I had to make something up.
Yeah, you had to go as absolutely chaotic as possible. Such a liar. How's you?
I'm good.
I feel like we've been hanging out a lot the last couple of days. I feel very updated on your life, but still, what's up?
Still in the dark.
What's your...
Housekeeping! I did wind up signing with an agency yesterday.
Oh my God, you did?
Yeah. See, it's so funny. I have such a weird taste in my mouth about them. I am not interpreting it as like great news.
Is this your new like no news is good news or bad news thing?
It's that combined with like having had a bad experience with the other agency I worked with.
We can say I'm UTA. We both used to be there.
You're not there anymore?
No, I fired them.
Where are you now?
Gersh.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, no. This agency is smaller, mm-hmm. which is actually something that I wanted, and I'm excited. They really like. I met with three of them, and they're like, "This is the team to start. We're your biggest fans, and we'll like fill out the team." And mm-hmm. it was good. They had like pitches, and like they had like a concept and like a vision, and it was very like.
What's the gut feeling then?
Oh, I mean, just because like with my previous agency, all that really happened was they took money from pre-existing things.
Damn.
And
never got you.
Put me up for auditions that I had no business being at. And I say that with love to myself, but like voice auditions were like Hillary Swank was also.
That's cool.
Is it? It's also kind of a waste of everyone's time because if my name and Hillary Swank's are on the same thing, guess who's not getting the part?
Oh, you're going up against Hillary.
Yeah,
Well, that makes, first of all, you're a man.
I know. Well, I'm just giving you an example of like. Of the caliber of people that they were tossing me in with, which is nice of them, I guess, but also pointless.
Question. Did you tell this agency about your like hesitancy of being, what they knew. Say?
Oh, no. I was just like, well, because the whole thing with my agency, too, is that the day my script was dropped by its second production company is the same day my agency dropped me. And I was like,
which is just really fucking,
well, you know,
good.
And they're a business and I get it. But like the bigger agencies are about like sign as many people as possible, throw their asses against the wall.
And they better become a star.
Whichever one sticks. Yeah. And these people are like, we are like smaller. We pick people with intention. You know, let us show you how beneficial an agency can be. And I'm like, bet.
Okay.
So
let's give it a run for their money.
Yeah, now I am excited. They sent this really nice email after we met, and I was just like, "Yeah, like stop being a little stick in the mud, Towers, and like just grow."
Yeah, like let them open doors for you. And guess what? If they don't open doors, you leave.
Yeah, I told them I felt like a woman who was overdue.
Careful,
and I needed them to induce labor.
Speaking of, we'll get into that later.
Oh the my God.
We'll get into that later.
Y'all, put a pin in that. Literally.
Oh, no!
What about you? Housekeeping.
Oh, my God. My housekeeping?
Housekeeping.
Dog, I had food poisoning.
How did I forget? It didn't happen to me. That's why I forgot.
It was, my parents were in town. The athlete and I ate one dish and my parents ate a dish that wasn't that, and guess who got sick? Me and the athlete. And it came violently and fast and quick in the middle of the night, where I arose
to
vomit coming out of my mouth.
Not the way you want to wake up.
And I remember being like perplexed, and it hit me about 4 hours after the athlete. So I was taking care of the athlete thinking, oh, he's sick. And then I vomited and I was like, oh no. And let me tell you, food poisoning, you're sweating, you're gagging.
Ew.
Like you can't move. You just have to lay still.
Are you dizzy?
Oh yeah. Vertigo, like any little sharp inhale makes you feel like you're going to puke or shit.
Oh my, I see, things like that make me realize how fragile life is, where I'm like, could I die right now?
The athlete said the same thing. He was like, I have so much gratitude
for being
well. Alive
yeah.
and well after this. And I even said, I was so down in it. so down bad, as Taylor says. That
down bad, puking in my bed.
But yes. I even at one point went, you know how I've always bragged about being amazing, ready for the apocalypse?
If I got food poisoning, I would die.
Take me out.
Dude, I know in the apocalypse, I'm going to get food poisoning from eating mayonnaise that's gone bad.
Why would you eat mayonnaise that at all? Why would you even risk it?
I love it. And I know I'd find like a big giant tub of it at a Costco that's been ransacked.
Because no one took the mayonnaise.
Yeah. And I'd be like, thank God. And then I'd eat a bite and then I'd die of like botulism.
Dog, I just imagine you like that baby that's covered in peanut butter that goes, eh. And like smacks itself with the, you know what I'm talking about, that video?
Wait, no, I saw the Four Seasons baby, which really.
Who's ready for the Four Seasons Orlando? Me!
I'm that, honestly, it's creepy, but like it is very cute.
You love that baby? Why is it creepy?
Because the baby should not be cognizant of the Four Seasons.
It's not.
But it also responds in like a very like that baby's IQ is higher than average. I guarantee it. It's articulate. It's alert.
It had timing.
It had a finger. Yeah. Timing wise, it like beat the other people in the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. That baby is
that baby. Yeah.
That's just like a perfect viral video.
This is a side note, but I think babies and children in TV and film should be replaced with like fake versions. Like if we have the Planet of the Apes technology,
no,
let's use it for babies and kids.
No, because they've never done it well so far. Like it's always been botched.
Oh, that technology?
Yes. Like think of like the Hangover baby in the second and when it grows up or whatever.
They use AI?
Yeah. And it like makes its mouth move and stuff. And you're like, ugh. They use a real baby for the first one, I think.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man. And there's just been some bad AI babies.
But there are some also bad like AI child actors. And that really takes me out of a production.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, make it an adult, make it little, make it green screen, make it fake. And I'm okay with that. But like, make it a good performance. Like if Meryl Streep could play a 5-year old.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm okay with AI when it comes to.
Also, are we misusing AI in this sense?
100%.
You guys know what we mean.
Don't Google it.
You guys fucking know.
Artificial
CGI.
Children. Yeah.
Man, we're talking a lot about babies by accident. I also thought this was funny. I have this on my housekeeping. The athlete's sister is a huge reader. Like reads 100-something books a year. It's like 2 a week. And they're not like little ding-dong books. They're like fucking thick.
What is she running from? What's she avoiding?
What are we all running from?
That's a lot to read. That's a lot of reading. And I think she should actually seek help.
Oh, interesting. You should talk to Book Talk. See how that goes over with them.
I will. Those nerds won't see it coming.
Not my people. I do not want to go to the Four Seasons Orlando with you.
Get off TikTok and read a fucking book, nerd.
No, that's the problem is they only read in TikTok. That's the crazy part about Book Talk.
What do you mean?
Book Talk is people that don't do anything except they go to work. And they fucking read, mate.
Oh, okay.
Their lives.
But then I'm saying stay off TikTok then.
Oh, no, because then they'd be reading more.
Good.
This is bad advice.
You know,
don't Google it.
Go on with your
buttons.
Oh, so she
reads
a lot.
So there's this app called Goodreads, and it's how you track your reading and your books. I use it. It's every time you.
Is it Letterboxd for books?
Yes.
Okay.
I would argue Letterboxd is Goodreads for movies because Goodreads, I feel like, for sure came first.
But Letterboxd is better.
Facts. People hate the interface of Goodreads.
Goodreads walked.
So Letterboxd could soar. And I follow a lot of authors on there. I want to see what they're reading, what their reviews are, yada, yada, yada. So when we first met the athlete, I've never spoke to this girl. She lives in another country. We've never been able to meet or anything like that. She knows of me. I know of her, but we just had no reason to like connect or whatever. And so I started following her on Goodreads because she fucking reads a lot. And every time I go to like read a new book,
she's read it.
Who's the first one has a review? Her. And I'm like, oh, she obviously has the same taste. Let me follow her. Blah, blah, blah. Tell me why I go on Goodreads the other day.
Uh-oh.
She put on her just started reading list my book.
Don't fucking panic. And then you did. You like had to read about how not to panic.
Because
you're like, this is too close.
Why would she do that?
I mean, obviously she's a voracious reader. She's read every other book. Yours is the last one for her to conquer.
Okay, but Zachary, I have an entire chapter dedicated to anxiety and masturbating.
Good.
Like, my darkest traumas are in there. We've never spoke.
Yeah, I know, but like, also, this doesn't really scare you.
But it does, because that's someone's first impression of me is like all of that's a lot, bro.
If anyone's ever watched any of your TikToks,
I don't know that she has. She's not really like that, you know?
No, I think this is a net positive thing.
See,
did your parents read it?
No.
Okay.
My dad was like, I tried, and then I saw where you literally wrote, Mom and Dad, put the book down now.
Oh, and he did it.
Yeah. See, I interpreted this as the biggest dicked power move of all time. Because it's one thing to like be like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Like, I'm going to read your book. Or like, oh, I heard you're an author. That's cool. I read a lot, blah, blah, blah. It's another thing to know I follow you on Goodreads, and you just go.
That's what I'm going to do, bitch.
Fucking watch this.
I love it.
Okay.
I think it's actually all good.
Okay.
Especially having met her. She's like a doll.
What a take. You're in a good mood.
I've had caffeine.
Oh, okay.
Every time I think I'm like going to conquer the world, it's because I'm like, I have to trace it back 8 minutes to when I guzzled caffeine.
Got it.
And then everything's downhill after that.
You also have some stuff on our topics.
Oh, the real life grinder.
Yes.
I've told you this, but like I am fascinated by how this works, and it's such a nod to universal intelligence, I'll say, and like vibes conquering all, because as soon as I put Grindr down / took it off my phone, uh-huh, because I had a project due and I needed to be like, you can get on Grindr until you finish your product.
Yes, we made that promise here.
Yes. And it's such a great move. And I don't know if this happened before or after, but three things have happened. One is I ran into a man on the streets of West Hollywood who I hooked up with on a cruise 3 years ago. We hugged and then started making out on the street.
You told that story.
Okay.
Yes.
The next one, I was doing
That would have one off. What a crazy one off.
Yeah, that's like, oh, fun.
Yeah.
Summer's here.
Yeah. Summer's here.
Summer's here. Dicks are coming out.
Yeah.
Then the next one, I was doing like this radio thing, and I was in the green room with another person who was about to do the radio thing.
Uh-huh.
And...
not to mention, he's also like kind of a famous reality star.
Let's speak vaguely.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Famous reality star.
Okay. So, and before I know it, I'm straddling this man and we're making out.
Work!
9 a.m.
That's crazy. And you're just like, what is going on with this dick?
And it was such a thrill. Okay, so also like we were like, a producer's gonna come in at any minute. We have to stop. So he like stood up and stood with his back to the door, and then we started making out again. And this is one of the hottest. For me, this is hot. Girls might hate it. Me likey. He took my hand and he put it on his
boner.
His hard boner.
Which like, is look what you've done.
Like, yeah, he's like a big guy.
Big dude.
And it was great.
Yeah.
No notes. And then.
So you were like, you told me that and you're like, something crazy's happening.
Yeah. This
and
is...
I was like, that don't just be happening. You're a slut, but that don't just be happening all in 1 week.
And I want y'all to know, like, I was not really instigating.
You didn't have your fucking legs over your head like a pretzel, like butthole forward.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't. Wait, what does akimbo mean? Legs akimbo?
I have no idea.
Damn it.
Tiana, will you Google that?
Okay. And then I'm at my friend's birthday party. It was a daytime hang in a backyard. I went there at 3 p.m., right? I was there till 10.
Crazy.
Then I went to the bars with them, High Tops on the east side to be specific. And then I'm talking to this guy so broadly. We were talking about career. We were talking about passion versus career. We were talking about, do I want to be in a relationship and have kids? Or is that just something society's put on me? Oh, we're both avoidant. We get to the end of this half hour conversation. He goes, we should have sex sometime. What?
Insane.
What?
Here's the thing. I love it.
I do.
What a perfect
nightcap
on top of a conversation.
Do you? And then we made out for a little bit. And I will say, last night we hung out.
And?
Came all over each other.
What?
Yeah.
I knew you had a big date.
They came over and we like, honestly, this is so cute. sat on the couch, like my legs on his lap, just talking.
Because you guys are already good at talking to each other.
Yeah,
clearly.
we are great. And he came in. I love when people come in with a compliment, like, "Oh my god, your place is so cute,"
which it is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's but, how to get you hard, by the way.
You know,
you come in and say, "Oh my god, you have such great your house has got such great style."
But for those of you who are listening who plan to try to fuck me, it has to be genuine, and I can sniff out a disingenuine compliment.
Okay, fair.
Because some guys just walk in and they just plop down. Ew. And I'm like, you need to acknowledge how cute this place is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so compliment, talk, make out on the couch, take it to the bedroom. And then we just like fooled around.
Great.
And it was really nice.
I love that for you.
Yeah. And then we like cuddled naked for like 15 minutes. And then they fucked off. Which was, again, a beautiful part of the night.
Third time's a charm. Like, what now? What else do you need?
I don't need nothing.
You don't need Grindr is what I'm hearing.
I know. I honestly think it might be something that I just keep for being on the road. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's like, I don't know if I should do that. I've just been really bored in hotel rooms in the past.
Okay. We could also dive into that more of just like what to do with your time when you feel bored instead of get hard.
But also hotel rooms are so horny.
Yeah, 100%. But just because something's horny, just because a strong breeze comes up against your downstairs doesn't mean you have to follow through, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? Until the day I die, I think the YOLO whisper will always be in my ear.
We both are very live for the plot girlies.
Yeah.
With a bedtime of 9:30.
And some beautiful things have happened on Grindr.
Yeah.
What does akimbo mean?
Far apart or bent outwards in an awkward way.
Oh. Yeah, legs akimbo.
Okay, bisexuals are very akimbo. Bisexuals are like known for being akimbo.
Book talkers are akimbo.
Oh my god, book talk is so bi-coded. Holy shit.
But legs akimbo I think means legs spread apart.
Yeah. Okay, so just taking like a hard right before we go to break, and I have a fun game for us. Well, I don't know if it's a game, but a good talking subjecto for after the break. Zach and I were like, this feels weird to not talk about. And then also I realized that I don't think we've ever had this conversation on the podcast. We have talked, and trigger warning, we are talking about abortion. We've had tons of conversations about abortion, like the laws and what it entails and yada, yada. But we've never specifically talked about something that's happening in both of our lives currently, which is one of our good friends, and we'll obviously keep them nameless, is having an abortion. It was an unplanned pregnancy. We are lucky to live in the state of California.
Yeah.
That's her choice. We don't need to give a reason. It's just her choice. And I was like, you know, I've had so many friends go through it, but I don't think I've ever been like the front seat driver to their life, like right there.
Like taking them to the institution?
Yeah. Or just even like the up close conversation about feelings. And like, it's usually I met someone and they're like, oh yeah, I've had one, or oh yeah, like, oh, I had one this time or whatever.
Yeah,
I feel like, and I found myself when texting with this person and that I know very well, and I feel like we can talk about anything and I don't have to censor myself, I found myself worried that I should be like, I automatically was starting to feel like I needed to censor myself with how I spoke to them about it.
Interesting.
Because it is like a touchy subject. Sure. For some. And, you know, my first thing with speaking to them about it was like, how do you feel? And I was lucky that the way she told me was like, here's what it is. I know you are violently ill with food poisoning, so I don't want to like bother you. But like, here's the fact. I'm going to have an abortion. I just felt like I needed to tell you. And I was like, oh, my God, like, what a crazy text to wake up to. I'm so sorry I wasn't available last night. I was puking like crazy, but like, how are you doing? And then I realized I was like, because my instinct is to want to be like, yeah, oh my, like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, first of all, this is fucking crazy that this happened. And second of all, for sure, abortion. Like, yeah, I support this. And then I was like, oh, but what if she's like, maybe thinking about keeping it? I didn't want to seem too eager
too gung-ho
for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was trying to offer advice even, because I've had other really close friends that it's happened to, and they were like, oh, what helped me was reminding myself that at this stage, it's just a cluster of cells. It's not a person. I don't have to refer to it as a baby. It's literally a fetus or whatever.
Totally.
Like, so I was offering up some of that, and she seemed to be taking that information really lightly. But I just couldn't help, of course, making it about myself. I was like, am I doing this support correctly? And I feel like weirdly, as you are an AA expert, like, do you have any insight on something like that? Like when you're, you know, you don't really know how to offer support to someone?
Well, I will say I love the concept of having an abortion and having food poisoning at the same time. Because there's a lot of overlap. It's like, get this out of me.
Cancel each other out.
But I would say...
By the way, a baby could not survive inside of my stomach. What happened?
Oh, no.
I know a baby's not in your stomach, but in this case, it would have been so close to...
You would have thrown up the fetus.
Yes.
Or pooped it out.
It would have somehow made its way through my intestine, and I would have shot it across the room.
Totally.
Yeah. I hope some Christians find this episode.
I hope some Christians find fucking a life. Okay, here's the thing with touchy subjects, and you know this, I think, and it supersedes like recovery programs at all. It's kind of like, are you there to listen or are you there to problem solve?
Ooh.
And like when someone tells you something, this is actually something I heard really recently, like, when someone tells you something, they are not looking necessarily for you to problem shoot solutions. Mm-hmm. They're there for you to acknowledge the emotion behind it. So it's like, I had the worst day at work. My boss did all these things. My coworker did this. And instead of going like, well, have you tried talking to your boss?
No.
Or like, well, it sounds like your coworker needs you to set a boundary. You just go like, I can't imagine what that's like.
That fucking
it must be
sucks.
So stressful to go to a place for 9 hours a day where you don't feel in control. Like, I'm really sorry you're having a rough go of it. Like,
yeah.
So it's like that thing, but with aborted babies.
True.
So like the baby is your coworker, mm-hmm. and you're like, I'm struggling with this thing. this tumor of sorts.
Yeah.
And then you just go like, that must be really intense to deal with. Like,
but then I was afraid to say that even because I was like, what if that makes her think it's a bigger deal? Like, what if she's actually pretty laissez-faire about it? Like, it's actually not that intense.
I think we as a culture know, and you prove this by saying trigger warning abortion, that like it is an intense situation.
Yeah.
Either way.
Well, fair. Okay. Fair
so,
enough.
So like, I think they even know when they're telling a friend that they're pregnant, oh no, how are they going to react?
Respond.
Like,
yeah.
how are, so it's just like, I don't,
yeah.
I want to live in the world where it's just like casual.
100%. Same.
And
I would love that.
I want to get to the point where it's not really a trigger warning, mm-hmm. where it's like, yeah, my friend and her partner raw dog constantly. This is kind of bound to happen.
If you
I
have
can't
sex,
come.
It's a potential. If you have straight sex, it's a chance.
Totally.
It's a risk you take.
And yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, I don't think blank can come to dinner. She's having her abortion that morning.
Yeah.
Like, that's the world I want to live in.
Same. Where it doesn't need to feel shamed and judged.
No.
And, you know, you're right 100% on the, like, I have a lot of, like, women in my life, too, that we know how to reach out to each other to say, do you want feedback or just an ear? Or like, hey, are you in a place to talk about
to hold
this, thing?
This information?
Yeah, like we do that with each other actually a lot over text.
Or I'll tell if you say something, I'm like, I have the bandwidth if you need blank.
Exactly. And so I think my strategy with receiving her information was really to just like receive her information and, like you said, validate. So when she would give me a piece of like why she couldn't possibly, I would kind of be like, totally, like, that makes so much sense. Like, I 100% agree, like 100%. And then just throughout the day kept being like, is there anything I can do? Do you need anything? Like, let me know how you're feeling if there's something, but without being overly
ambitious or like insert yourself or I have to say, and know this, anyone listening, if you ever come to me with the news that you're pregnant, I'm going to be so pro-abortion, regardless of your stance in life. Like, I think it's like probably the worst time to have a kid.
Yep.
I think it's like a net negative experience for everyone, including me, who has to like be in
a
the same area as your baby.
The worst.
I'm sounding really negative right now, but just know that
it's
like
real as hell.
If you come to me, I'm just going to be like, a baby sounds like honestly the worst idea.
And like some people might think we're joking. We're not.
No, I'm so serious.
I think what's also been happening with social media lately, especially as a trend, is people talking about how they were lied to about the experience.
Oh my God. I need to find this out. Get ready for the don't Google it button.
Don't Google it.
There was like a stat that said like 70% of parents, when like surveyed privately, said they regret having kids.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. And like people will tell you it's the most amazing thing. It's the most like I think people also feel like they have to say that part because you are genetically, chemically bound to this thing.
Or and because so, they had them and they want like misery loves company.
That too. That feels like the obvious. Right. But I think what I'm glad this generation is doing is being real. They were like, we were sold a dream. We were sold a promise. The divorce rate is crazy. We live in a garbage can. This place sucks. Why would we want to
bring someone else into the equation?
I can't afford this. I don't have a house. Like my life isn't stable. Like that's why I keep thinking if I ever do go through that, I'm gonna do it by my goddamn self.
Have a baby.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be right there to talk you out of it.
See, that's a true friend. I really like that one.
Fucking kidding me. Wait, do we still need to go to break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Thanks for having that combo with me.
Oh my God. Any time. Actually, speaking of Babes is in theaters right now. Alana Glazer, Michelle Buteau. I've seen it twice now. It is so funny. It's like a true, great, female-driven, buddy rom-com. She's not listening.
No, I am. The Babes is a female buddy rom-com, and it's really good. We talked about this.
Not on the pod.
Yeah, last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Go see it, bitches. Speaking of sex and stuff, I came across a very funny Twitter thread that I saved because it was like, it was just asking to be conversated about.
Mm.
It was somebody tweeted, this person is at BeenAboutMK. Every kiss begins with K. What's a confession you have about sex that you hate? And then it's at like 16 million views, 24,000 bookmarks.
Oh my God.
58,000 likes.
So this is a kind of like a reading the comment section.
Yes. And I just thought it would be fun to discuss. And especially because TT's here, I know she and I probably.
Wait, and these are things that you hate about sex?
Yes. That okay. Like, do you have anything brave to say?
I mean, I hate when they're like bad at it.
Brave. That was brave of you.
I mean, I despise, helping the other person come once I've come.
Oh,
you have about, depending on like, if I really like you, of course I'll set my own ambitions aside. But like for the most part, like after I come, you have 30 seconds, 45 seconds to wrap it up.
That's a lot of pressure.
Especially if I'm being farked. You still have my consent, obviously, to be inside my body, but you have lost my enthusiastic consent.
My God. We talked about this on the way home the other night.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
I'm like,
I'm pissed.
Wrap it up.
Do you feel this way, TT? I don't know if you were as big of a slur as me, but like the amount of men, specifically, men that I let just fucking rail me because I was like, I want them to finish. Yeah. I just need them. Like, I want them to think this was good. I want their.
And you got verbal. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Like, yes, it feels like. And I'm just. You look like you were in a massage chair. It explodes. I'm pissed that I've let that go on. Did you ever, did you allow such behavior?
I'm barely a man. She just pointed her finger at me and she is, you're a man.
Never forget it.
No.
Yes.
So I'm like, if you come, I want you to wait for me to come.
Yeah, yeah. A woman's come is precarious at best. Whew. But like, if I were to be straight, God forbid.
Hilarious.
I would make it my goal to like bang one out for the girl first.
Yes.
So like she's got hers. If she has another one, it's kind of a bonus situation. Yes. And then like, yeah.
And like understanding the nuance of how long that could possibly take versus, I mean, very rarely can I bang one out, you know, like I need time to really rev it up.
Yeah.
And, but specifically the getting railed part.
Yeah.
I've just.
You're like, I'm not, I'm your fleshlight at this point.
I'm not having fun. Doesn't feel good.
No.
I'm head down.
And you're like
thinking about what I had for breakfast, brother.
Totally.
All right. So the first one that is the most liked, which makes me laugh, is someone said, I hate getting my ear licked and sucked on while fucking.
Oh my, literally, that's one of my moves.
That's one of your moves.
Ear, neck, earlobe, and then like a tongue like kind of in the ear. Yeah.
I personally like it.
It's like so intense of a tingly feeling. Yes. You're like, ah!
Yes.
You
oh my God.
You get squirmy instantly.
I just looked over and Tiana was biting her bottom lip.
Wait, why'd you always freak out when I said that's one of my moves?
Because the amount of people that wrote they don't want people licking their ear
really
made me kind of go, oh.
Neck and ear is huge. Huge.
Yeah, neck, bitch. If you bite on my neck a little, see ya.
Or I'll start with like little tiny kisses on the neck. Yeah.
Someone's going to call the cops.
They both slid off their chairs.
This one was the next most liked. I hate morning sex.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
you've never had morning sex because they don't sleep over.
Well, I have had morning sex. Morning breath is one of the.
Yeah.
Most disgusting things. I even like hate myself when I wake up with morning breath.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking pig.
Yeah.
Like,
what did you do?
This
last
is not
night?
Natural. Mm-hmm. And like the fact that I like rinse with mouthwash as soon as I wake up just to get that part of my, my day over with.
Yeah.
So like the idea of a guy rolling over with morning breath and then like trying to fuck me when I might
also
even
not
have...
horny in the morning.
Oh, I am horny in the morning. But I might. But like anally speaking, I might have a poopy.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I got to pee when I wake up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like, you know what I do love is a nooner.
Yeah. I'm a horny luncher.
Well, it's just like, let's break up the day.
Let's make it, let's have something to talk about at dinner. You know?
Yes. That's why I have sex.
The way this person
for
wrote.
For dinner table conversation.
Yes. The way this person wrote this one made me laugh because they're. Twitter name is Gorilla Grip Pussy. Established 5/23/90. Just had a birthday. We're about to have a birthday.
Oh.
Today's their birthday.
Oh my God, that's crazy. wait. But Twitter's not been around since then. That's their birthday.
That's their screen name.
Okay.
I just like the way she wrote this. I don't care for head.
Like getting head.
Yep.
Is that because most guys are bad at going down on girls?
Yeah.
I actually remember this transition period in college where a lot of girls I knew didn't like getting head because they'd been made to feel insecure about their vaginas.
You get over that as soon as you fucking start living in the world as a confident woman.
Sure. But college is not necessarily
that time. My thing is every guy is going to try to convince me they're the best at it. Every guy's like, yeah, that's what my last boy once said, and I'm the fucking king, blah, blah, blah. And first of all, every woman I've been with has been infinitely better.
Of course.
Infinitely. Without even trying. Giving me the bare minimum, it's better.
I think I would be incredible at it. First time go, no instruction needed.
For against a woman?
Yeah.
I'd love to see this happen.
Eating a vagina. But I also feel like I could run a marathon tomorrow without having training.
Yeah, you have said that before. And that one was actually echoed a lot. A lot of women were like, someone wrote like, I'm on antidepressants. There's things we could both do with our time.
Oh, sure.
Like way better use of our time.
Wait, do y'all often come from head?
No.
Really?
Let's take a poll. Let's put that on the Instagram. Do you come from head?
Girls.
Specifically.
Although, you know, sometimes guys are so bad at giving head.
Really?
It's hard to kerm.
Oh, Leo.
Leo.
He was seconding that.
I hope
motion.
We get the meow on the...
Another one was meow. A lot... This one made me laugh. I don't like when he asks, whose pussy is this? Because, motherfucker, it's mine.
Yeah. Okay, so I will say one critique of my hookup last night was the guy going at some point, somebody likes that.
Oh,
I didn't like that. I was like, don't tell me what I like.
Bitch, the way you just reminded me about what we needed to argue about on this fucking
Are
podcast
you
this
sure
week.
Sure you want to do that?
Yes. We have to pause the sex conversation to have a phonetic conversation.
But I want to go back to the sex conversation.
We are. We've got a lot.
So much better than
Zachary
what's about
and
to
I
happen.
Went to an event the other night. And here's the crazy thing. I say this thing all the time. But Zachary told me he is so put off by someone saying this
so
to him
put off.
That I argued with him like half of the drive home about how wrong he was. But someone came up to him who's not like in the talent facing forward. She's not a talent. She's in the managerial side of things.
Okay.
And she came up to Zach. I know her very well. I said, oh, my God, hi. And she came up to Zach and said, you don't remember me. I'm blah, 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 da, 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 da. And then, like, introduced herself and, like, said hi. And Zach was like,
I didn't do that to her face. Oh, I told you later. I, of course, was so kind. My charming self.
Did you remember
self.
Her?
I'm not saying that.
Listen. You did it!
Like
I remember her!
Kelsey, I just learned your name 6 months ago.
I fucking hate you.
This is the thing. Whether I do or don't, do not come up and tell me something about myself.
And here's what I told him. That is such selfish thinking.
Shut up.
Because what that is that someone being like, I am not worthy of you remembering me. I'm giving you a compliment being like, you're so booked and busy. Like, there's no way my little insignificant, like, interaction.
And this is where it comes.
Remembered
this is where
to
it
you.
Could easily switch to me not minding it, saying, you may not remember me, or You probably don't remember me. We met briefly. Not you don't remember me. Like, and Tiana shaking her head. Yes. Thank you, girl power. I said it's an accusation. It's coming at me with an accusation.
About yourself.
And Kelsey's like, that's not an accusation. Walking up to someone going, you don't remember me. Is
you don't walk
literal
up to them
definition,
like,
it's
with
an accusation.
A finger point. Like, you don't remember
she had a,
me.
She actually had a gun. And she went, you don't remember
cunt.
Me.
You are so dumb. I think it's such a compliment. And it's a way of putting yourself below them. Like, it's a way of establishing a power in a way. Like, I'm saying you are more important and powerful than me. It's a
that goes without
power
saying,
dynamic. Hun. You dumb cunt. All right. Sound off in the comments below about how Zach is wrong.
And very specifically, though, I said, you don't know, you don't remember me is very different from, hey, you may not remember me.
So changing it from may to
yeah,
you don't.
You may not.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember me is telling me
mm-hmm.
what I do and don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it.
Okay, back to sex.
Thank God.
A lot of responses were they don't like as a woman riding a man.
Because women are lazy. Put it on TikTok.
Wow. Do you like riding? I do because I need the pressure.
You like the control,
friction.
Don't lie.
That too.
I like it because you can ease down onto the wiener.
Yeah.
And
well,
when you're dealing with your booty hole, you need to. There is nothing scarier than being on your back and the dude
is
deciding how hard and fast he's going to put his pee-pee in you.
See, that's why I love pegging.
My booty hole walls are like, watch
don't.
Out.
This one made me laugh. I was curious how you'd feel about this. Some of y'all gonna hate me for this one, but I hate the word cock. It just sounds so cheesy to me when I hear it.
I used to not like it because it was such a rough word, but I like it. I'm like, oh, I want to like service that cock.
Yeah, I like cock.
Dick is starting to sound silly.
Dick is, it's because we make
dick
it so silly
and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, there are worse words though, like schlong.
If anyone has ever said, suck this schlong,
no,
I would fucking
I
punch them.
I'm just saying.
I would hand up their nose like in Miss Congeniality to make it bleed.
There are other words. I'm just saying there are worse words.
Okay.
Than cock. Cock does seem porny.
It does.
Like cock destroyers. To quote.
To
some historical figures.
Okay. This one, I could not co-sign more. This could be a good TikTok potentially. I hate being told, come for me.
See, I don't think this is universal.
It feels like pressure. It feels accusatory. It feels, I didn't ask to suddenly be submissive. We could be playing a neutral game this whole time.
This is all, and this is why that talk needs to come up before. The dynamics need to be established. Are you daddy's little good boy or good girl, or are we teammates here?
See, I think it's a go-to for so many people. When they see that someone's like kind of getting there, they're
don't
like,
say people,
yeah.
Say straight men.
Fair.
I can't picture a girl going, come for me.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. I've definitely said it. Guilty.
Oh, okay. So but you're literally part of the problem.
No.
That is
here's where,
crazy. This
here's
is a TikTok
where,
now.
Here's,
gotcha.
Here's where the woman's touch is different. I am looking that pee-pee hole in the eye, and I'm watching that spermy coming at me when I say it. I never say it before. I'm watching the drip drop. I've seen the balls contort. I've seen them scrunch. I've seen them. I've seen the first contraction, and it is coming out, and then I say it because I know how much it sucks as a woman to be told or said that at me, and so I don't ever want to put the pressure on someone.
See, that would piss me off even more. It's like, yeah, duh, I came. Like, that had nothing to do with you.
No,
and how dare
I'm
you
coming.
Try to co-sign the cum once it's
who do you think made you come, bitch?
God.
No,
my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
More Christians have arrived.
Good.
You fuck face. I bought you a fucking cat petter that gathers.
You know where it needs
the,
to be? It needs to be right
I
here.
I even put it over there just so
it needs
I would
to
make
be right
sure.
Here.
I hate
Do you
this.
Not pet your cat?
I pet him every day of my life. Multiple times I let him come cuddle with me. I've also started
You
using,
let your cat come?
Come cuddle with me. You're wrong. You're wrong for that. Do you have anything to plug, you fucking cuck?
Listen to this pod and After Hours with Zach Noe Towers. It's a sex based if you can handle
it. Go buy some Caked Up by Kelsey on Etsy. I've got some new items, some wall outlets. I can make customs now. Mm. And hey, we'll see you next week. Stay
Bye.
Classy, San Diego. Bye.